Just you. This is Freeman Dyson, and you're listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio.
stuff.
Black and white TV.
material, or if not beyond it, not entirely consistent materially with it, is, I think, a very important matter.
Oh, hi. Do you know what this is the sound of? It's the sound of me getting rewarded for doing my part to prevent wildfires. See, right now I'm getting a big, remarkably heartfelt bear hug from Smokey Bear. Thanks, big guy. And now we're shaking. Okay. First, I made sure there were no low-hanging branches when I set up my campfire. Hey, Smokey, let me down for just a second. I need to make sure everyone can hear this. There we go. Then, when we were packing up to leave, I drowned out my campfire, stirred it, drowned it out again, and then made sure to feel it if it was cold. Oh, Smokey Bear really loves it when you do that, don't you, Smokey? Oh, he lets his hugs do the talking. Visit SmokeyBear.com to learn tips to prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
We'll be right back. 'cause love can't ever be wrong. No more pointing fingers, no more blame. Brother, sister, black or white, we're really all the same.
Take a trip inside my mind. Take a journey.
tracks for many miles. Just be careful, baby, the body may be wild.
Ladies and gentlemen. emotions too.
Let's go back.
was a male-to-female transsexual. She was born in the Bronx in 1926 as George Jorgensen Jr. She went to Denmark in 1950 in search of sex change surgery. She had had since childhood this long-standing, irrepressible desire to live her life as a woman. And in Denmark, she found some doctors who were willing to experiment on her, and she came back to the United States in 1953. But before that, in December of 1952, her story made the news while she was recovering in a hospital bed in Copenhagen. And the New York Daily News had this front page banner headline reading, XGI becomes blonde beauty. And after that, she became a media celebrity.
You take a shake, a break, I'm not fake. You cool the way you move, no more mistake. Can't stand still, I've got the move. Feel the waistline, feel the groove. The beat, the bass, the lyrics are fine. Get on the floor, you've got more time. Party people, I'll give you a chance. Whip up your hands and feel in trance.
She was gender variant. She had feminine gestures and what one would think of as feminine traits, even though she was a boy. And that's a source of ridicule in our society.
Can you see now what I'm saying? The beat is loud and I am playing. I'm playing with your life, playing with your soul. Here on stage and on the mic control, so let the rhythm take you on the floor. With the bass and the drum that you never hear before. Open your mind, cause I'm talking about dancing. Open your mind, this is not romancing.
Issues that are significant for 20th century history. Here she was talking about the promise and pitfalls of science and technology in the atomic age. And here she was talking about what makes a man and what makes a woman, what's appropriate behavior for men and women, who counts as a man and who counts as a woman, what's normal and what's abnormal. And so she was raising all sorts of intriguing issues. She was a household name through the 1950s and 60s. She was a major figure. She was the source of a media circus. The media star, the reporters followed her. They dogged her every move. In Copenhagen, when she returned to the United States in February 1953, they followed her parents at their home in the Bronx. There were hundreds of articles in the press about Christine Jorgensen.